Independence Day stretched out for a three-day weekend since the fourth fell on a Saturday. Seven people died in traffic accidents. Three drivers who weren't wearing seatbelts died, two motorcyclists, one person riding a motorized wheelchair, and one pedestrian. State Highway Patrol Captain Tim Hall says despite the longer counting period, the number of people injured and the number charged with drunk driving were comparable to last year. He credits the high visibility of troopers during the most recent campaign.
That's something that individuals need to be aware of, that they're going to be out there, and these special enforcement campaigns and sobriety checkpoints and saturations are going to be ongoing. And just like the phrase says, the heat's on.
Hall says drivers slow down, pay more attention, and appear more alert when they see a number of patrol cars on the road. He says people plan trips well in advance, but sometimes forget to prepare themselves for the trip.
People get off work, and they've worked, you know, all day long, and they're trying to get to a destination. Sometimes they get tired and sleepy, and, you know, they become kind of aggressive driving behaviors, and sometimes they're kind of dangerous driving behaviors, similar to you got a sleepy driver, sometimes similar to an intoxicated driver when they're driving. They're weaving and things like that. They fall asleep.
Hall advises travelers to know how far you are going and how much you are capable of. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.